This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News. As the news comes in of AP, a U.S. drone strike hit a car in the Iraqi capital these last hours, killing three members of the powerful Kitab Hezbollah militia. The strike came on a main thoroughfare in the Mashtal neighborhood in eastern Baghdad. There's a photograph showing a destroyed SUV, firemen, and a crowd gathered round in the nighttime in Baghdad. A drone strike, clearly, against a leader of the militia that's been firing missiles and drones at the outposts on the tri-border region of Iraq, Jordan, and Syria, leading to the deaths of Americans at Tower 22 and of Kurdish allies at a Syrian outpost. This strike is meant to answer. Heretofore, the strike's been against infrastructure. Now it's decapitation. That kind of strike is what's been used in the war on terror, and it was missing in the early days of the response by the U.S. Perhaps now the escalation ladder is out, and the U.S. is making it clear that if you shoot at us, we will take your head off. Decapitation. Here's Jeff McCausland to explain, also to observe, the possible link between Kitab Hezbollah firing these missiles and drones and events of years past, especially the death of Soleimani in Baghdad in 2020. Jeff McCausland, Colonel, retired U.S. Army, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy.
Remains to be seen, John, because our measure of effectiveness will be, first of all, they ceasing to conduct attacks on U.S. facilities, and our ability to degrade their capabilities. And those go hand in hand. But you mentioned the killing of Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Iraqi Revolutionary Guard Corps. Don't forget, John, when he was assassinated, sitting next to him in the car was the leader of the Iraqi group Kitab Hezbollah at the time, a guy by the name of Hamid, who was also killed in that particular strike. So there are many conjectures that one of the reasons why this group has conducted these strikes against the United States is, frankly, revenge on the killing of their leader previously. And in many ways, people argued that Qasem Soleimani from Iran was in many ways a leader of Kitab Hezbollah in Iraq as well.
More of this later.